Hola.
Hola.
Bienvenidos a Lightspeed Spanish.
Bienvenidos.
This week, Cynthia and I are going to go back in time to the point where we were
back
just about
time.
To step back in time.
To the 90s,
ojalá,
please.
Ojalá. Back to the point where we were just about to start learning English and Spanish.
Oh, wow.
What would we do differently and what would we do the same?
Okay.
Pues hablamos de todo en la segunda parte. So, Cynthia, how long ago did you start learning English?
Well, I'm 43, even if I don't look it. I look less than 43, don't you, in the comments. Because I know where you're going with it. I'm just joking. And I started when I was nine.
Nine.
At
so
school.
You've been learning for...
don't calculate it. A long time. Many, many, many years.
34 years.
34 years.
Wow. Yes. And I started 26 years ago, so when I was 35.
So I started before you did.
Yeah.
And we can tell with the level of...
Okay, so based on what you've done across the years, because you've done lots and lots of different things to learn English,
mm-hmm.
yeah? What would you say would be your top three of like, this is absolutely imprescindible, you've got to do it?
Well, the most imprescindible thing that I did was to marry Gordon, but at nine, that's not a possibility. In my country, anyway. So, right. Fastest way to learn is to be in the country with somebody from the country.
Right.
In my opinion, that's the fastest way. So that you're exposed, you're forced to speak it every single day, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Even if you're tired, you still have to speak the language. Even if you don't understand, you're still exposed to the language. Exposed all the time. That's the fastest way.
Sure.
Okay? The second fastest way is to have conversations over the, on the computer, phone, whatever, any means, with local people, with people from the country, native speakers. In my opinion, that would be the second fastest way.
Uh-huh.
As many different people as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
From one accent, because if you start to mix, well, it depends on the level, but if you start to mix Spanish from Spain, Spanish from Colombia, Spanish from Cuba, you're going to have a really weird Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Focus on one, and then later on in life, when your Spanish is better or your English is better, then you can expand and then talk to other people. I think it will be easier that way, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because when I learned, I had teachers from different places. I had teachers from Canada, teachers from England, and a Spanish teacher that used to teach Spanish, and a German teacher as well. Tons of accents. It's a bit confusing.
It is, yeah.
And I did have an American accent when I went to the UK, and then I had to change it.
Sure.
Obviously, because I was there.
Yeah.
So that would be the second fastest, in my opinion. What do you think?
I agree.
And a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to people and also have a teacher, because those people don't substitute a teacher. Native speakers cannot substitute a teacher, a trained teacher.
Yeah.
Because you'll ask them questions and they'll go, I don't know. I don't know why we say what we say. We just do. Okay, and that's normal. Then have a teacher. Any question that you may have during the conversation, you go, I wonder why this person said this instead of that. Teacher.
Absolutely.
They'll explain.
Absolutely.
They'll have the knowledge.
So let me expand on that, and I'll tell you what my criteria would be. Your job is, with every interaction, is to note down every single question that you've got, every bit of confusion you've got, get it all written down. Don't think you can hold it here, because you can't. And then you pay
and
somebody.
Vocab.
you pay somebody to then answer all of those confusions.
Yes, that's what I
exactly.
Think, yeah.
If I were starting again, that's exactly what I would do. I would do the very best I could to talk to as many people as possible, but I would pay somebody to answer my questions, and yeah. I would manage the lesson with the teacher. I know that's a bit radical, but I would manage the teacher, and I would say, I've had students that have managed me. They come with a big list and they go, right, tell me about this, blah, 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 blah. Tell me about this. That's what I would do. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's really important.
I agree. And also, if you can, a teacher from that same country.
Yes. Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to say, oh, we don't say that. We say this. And you're going to be confused because sometimes, even though Spanish is Spanish, there are some little differences in grammar, some little differences in vocabulary, enough to maybe confuse you if you're in the earlier stages of learning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The other thing that I would say is this. When my journey of learning, I did it badly. I was living in Mexico. I was living in the dream of the immersion.
Absolutely.
Right?
And in Mexico.
In Mexico,
such a lovely place,
beautiful
as well.
But I was having total immersion. I just never got a teacher. So I had, after 2 years, you can imagine the amount of confusion that I had. And then Cynthia came along, poor soul.
Yeah.
And she had to have multiple years of my questions.
Why do you say?
What does that mean? Why are you saying that? Why? Blah, 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 blah. And it went on for years, didn't it? My questions.
Oh, but it made me also learn what the questions that you have.
Yeah.
About Spanish,
yeah.
It was a good combo.
So if I started again, I would get a teacher.
Yes.
I would get a teacher, and you know, it's worth the investment. I know it can be quite expensive. You know, teachers are about €30 a session now, but it's worth it.
It is.
Oh man, it's worth it.
It is worth it.
Even if it was, you know, once a month, if you could only afford once a month, but that once a month you had all of your questions answered, that would help a lot.
I don't think once a month is enough.
No, but if you've got lots of conversations going on.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe twice a month.
Well, if you can afford it. If you can afford it every week. But if you can't, then...
Yes.
But always see if you can have that help.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I wouldn't do is to spend so much time doing exercises in books. Oh boy, because I didn't have any at the time. The internet wasn't what it is now.
Yeah.
I didn't have anyone to talk to. I was in England.
Oh.
And so I used to spend all of my time. I know. It's very sad. I used to spend all of my time doing exercise in books, which was fabulous. I mean, some books like this thick, I would do them 3 times. But that was not getting it out of my mouth.
Yeah, but it was the way it was done before. It was all books, books, books.
Yeah.
Which I really like books.
Books are great.
Because they consolidate a lot of things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And writing, it also activates something in the brain to consolidate information.
Yeah.
Writing about something makes it, you know.
Yeah.
Remember, typing doesn't work, but writing does work with memory.
And I'm going to be a bit polemic here. If I went back, I would never do GCSE, A-level and the university that I did. I wasted a lot of time.
Wow, okay.
And the reason I say that is because what they gave me was a certificate. That was it. They didn't give me any great skills. All of my skills came from you, the interactions that I've had, the time
I'll
I've spent.
I'll give you a certificate then, hon.
Yeah. Cynthia could have written me a certificate.
It would have saved
me a lot of money, a lot of time.
Certified by.
But yeah, you know, it's like if you need the certificate for your work or whatever, fantastic. If you don't, there are better ways of investing your time and your money.
Okay, I will say I do have my certificates. I've got my first.
Ah, yeah.
I have an exam before that, but I can't remember which one at the beginning. I don't know if it was the PET or the KET. I can't remember, but I did that one. I did my first certificate and I did my proficiency in English, my C2. The last two, the first and the proficiency, I did in York.
York, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that was really good for me. But I did it because I wanted it for me, for my own personal
Absolutely.
Satisfaction of I've got my certificates.
It's a big deal here to have your C2, yeah?
Yes, but it wasn't for any job purposes.
I was going to say, since you got that, how many people have asked to see your certificate?
One person. And you know who?
On the course. Yeah, yeah. The Canadian guy.
Somebody on the course, yeah. Asked for my certificates. Which I didn't have on me.
No.
You have my certificate. Yeah. My parents have my certificate, actually, at home. I did it for my own personal satisfaction.
Yes,
because I
fantastic.
Worked so hard at English.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, come on, it was like my goal. Like, come on, go for the first.
Yeah.
And I failed the first one, the first exam, which is it B2?
Maybe, yes, I think it
B2,
is.
B2, yeah. B2. I failed it the first time. And then I went 3 months afterwards and I passed. I failed because of, something polemic. They want to hear what they want to hear as well.
Okay? Yeah, you've got to jump through the hoops.
You've got to play
well.
The game as well.
Yeah.
But then I knew. And then my proficiency was like, can I get my... Proficiency for me was like, you are the god of English.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, there's nothing beyond.
Yeah.
And it was like, do you know one of the scary things that you do? You think, can I actually get that? Do you know, like the highest point that you can think of? So it was really, really good for me for my self-esteem.
Yeah. In Spain, it's held in very high esteem, the proficiency.
It is.
Very high esteem.
And I'm very proud that I did that for my own personal, satisfaction, not for anything else.
Yeah.
So you can do the certificate if it means something for you.
For you. Or for your job. But if you think that A-level is going to help you to speak Spanish, it won't. It'll help you to pass the exam.
Yes.
And the same with the university. It just helps you to teach you to pass the exam. That's all. Yeah. And what's the point of that? Unless you need the exam,